In early August 2007, the Masson family, Kim and Eric Masson, decided to turn their dream into a reality. They had always wanted to own a restaurant, and when they saw that the Brentwood was up for sale, they jumped on it. Hailing from Saratoga Springs, New York, it was quite a ways from their hometown when they moved to Little River, South Carolina. Spanish moss and palm trees dotted the landscape of this small town that's about 10.5 square miles in all. It's bordered by the Waccamaw River and the Atlantic Intercoastal Waterway, where they actually have the state's only two casino boats, the Sun Cruise Aquacino and the Big M Casino. Mostly known for its Blue Crab Festival, and for once being one of the most popular cities around for video poker machines. Because of this, they even earned the nickname Little Reno until 2000, when South Carolina outlawed the games statewide. Now this city is known for something a little darker, as some say, lies within the walls of the Brentwood restaurant. The Masson's white Victorian-style house has been a hit in this small town. With its beautiful grounds, old-school feel, and its French cuisine, the Brentwood was an instant hit. The house was originally owned by a man named Clarence and his wife. When he passed, his wife decided to turn it into a bed and breakfast for local fishermen. Soon as a business opportunity was given to her, when someone wanted to buy her land in order to build something on it, she agreed, only if they would take her house and move it across the street. The business decided that they would do it, and the house was physically moved to a new location. There, it continued to run as a bed and breakfast. Over the years, it exchanged hands a few times, until finally landing in the hands of the Massons. It didn't take long for the Masson family to realize that there may be something extra to the property they had just bought. During one of the first few weeks of Kim bartending her restaurant, she started to feel uneasy whenever she was inside the building. So much so that she didn't feel comfortable being there alone. One night, while she was bartending, she saw a large, black mass come from the second floor and walk down the stairs, and then into the dining room. She decided to follow it in order to see what it was, only to find no one was in the room. Soon, other things started to happen. Lights would turn on by themselves, as well as different pieces of equipment. Certain things would move on their own, and some even heard voices from inside of different rooms. It didn't take long for them to reach out to a paranormal investigator to finally get an answer to if the restaurant was actually haunted or not. After a full day of investigating, the results the paranormal team received made it very obvious that the Masson family weren't alone when inside the restaurant. The dark mass that Kim saw was actually photographed by one of the investigators. They also had the dumb waiter inside the kitchen area operate completely on its own. These were only the beginning of events that would soon happen, that some say are terrifying. The upstairs women's restroom will sometimes be visited by a previous patron of the once bed and breakfast. She can be heard clearing her throat as if to tell you to hurry up. Another area in the upstairs are where certain pictures are hanging. According to Kim's husband, who is also the head chef, the pictures would fall down throughout the week. So much so that he had to bolt them down in order to prevent them from falling again. Ever since then, he sometimes sees the face of a ghostly figure in some of the pictures. Orbs can also be seen, according to the Masons, on a nightly basis, and sometimes they even catch a glimpse of Clarence, who was the original owner of the house, still walking around room to room. The dark figure which monitors the stairway was later identified as a lonely fisherman who never made it back home. A few times a week, these same events happen to different people a dare to visit the Brentwood restaurant. Even though the place seems to be haunted, the Masons say they plan to never leave. They even stated that they believe they live in harmony with the ghosts and are at peace with them. That sounds like the great start of another Netflix series, if you ask me. Would you visit this haunted restaurant and dare to dine with the dead? Just know that if you do, there is a chance that you may run into the old owner Clarence, or get interrupted in the bathroom by a ghostly voice. This is Origin Mysteries. Experience the mysterious. Thank you guys for listening. I'm really interested to know in what you think about this episode, so please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It really does make a difference. Also, please reach out to me on Instagram at Origin Mysteries. If you enjoyed this episode and are still wanting more, join our Patreon by going to patreon.com/OriginMysteries. There you will get instant access to bonus content, including more episodes, only available on Patreon. If you need a shirt or mug, check out our merch shop at teespring.com/stores/OriginMysteries. Lastly, thanks again for subscribing and listening. You guys are the best.